100% Cairns and the Tropical North. Good morning, it's 8464CA. Well, of course, doctors these days, they tend to specialise, but even GPs, and there's a Dr. Nicole Sleeman that I've regularly spoken to here on 4CA, she's focusing on climate health and some of the impacts of climate on our health, and particularly heat in this part of the world. Now, heat waves since 1890, listen to this, have killed more people than bushfires, cyclones, floods, severe storms, and earthquakes combined. That's an astonishing fact. And of course, with climate change, we're getting more and more regular and more severe heat waves as well. So Griffith University are doing a bit of a 12-month project-based study here in Queensland, hoping to help elderly Queenslanders living in hot and humid homes and units, and of course, some of the impacts that heat is having on their health. Research fellow with Griffith University, Dr. Aaron Buck, joins me this morning. Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Good morning, Murray. I'm good, thank you.
Nice to have you along. And of course, just as I said there with the introduction, you know, with climate change, heat-related stress on humans is becoming more prevalent. So I guess that's one of the reasons why Griffith University is looking to do a little bit more research in this particular field.
Absolutely. So we know that heat is a big problem, as you stated at the top there. And older people in particular are particularly vulnerable to the heat. And so we know the exposures of heat that they might have are probably most likely to occur within their own home. So we want to better understand those exposures and better prepare them or adapt to the circumstances and reduce the risk of heat stress and then potentially the complications of heat stress.
And particularly for older people with the, you know, the rising cost of living when it comes to air conditioners, even rental properties and all that type of thing, unfortunately, their options are becoming narrower and narrower. So I should imagine that the incidence of this is likely to actually increase over the next short to medium term as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So air conditioning is a really good protective tool. It's the best protective tool we have, but obviously not everyone has access to it or can afford it, particularly under the current circumstances with energy costs just going through the roof. So our project is going to help try and design a recommendation system that uses, you know, low cost, more efficient means to hopefully cool the individual rather than the entire space, and to keep that risk nice and low. Without needing to utilise air conditioning, unless it's sort of, I guess, a last resort, if it is a resort that's available at all.
Now, look, you know, we talked at the beginning there about death being a possibility as a result of heat waves, but let's talk about some of the milder things that I guess might start to impact on your health as a result of being, you know, warm for extended periods of time. You know, I should imagine hygiene, lethargy, there's a range, you know, a range of things that would be started to get impact, you know, once we actually have those raised temperatures for any amount of time.
Exactly. So we have, you know, if we have a consistent periods of high temperatures overnight and during the day, then it can have sleep disturbances. It affects your fatigue. It affects potentially underlying conditions of other health conditions you may have. So it has this flow-on effect. And sometimes it gets hard to actually pinpoint heat as sort of an underlying cause, but it's certainly a contributor to worsening general health, and then potentially have cognitive declines and attention and focus and balance and things of that nature in older people, but also just the stress that it places upon the cardiovascular system. Your heart has to work harder because you're needing to put more blood to the skin to try and help cool yourself by expelling heat into the environment. And then it also means that you're sweating more with dehydration, which then feeds more harder work on the heart and more strain on the cardiovascular system. So people with various medications, as we age, we lose our ability to sweat as efficiently. So this, again, compounds the problem of heat stress. So it can have this prolonged effect and also this compounding effect over time that contributes to a wide range of health conditions, even in healthy older people.
Well, look, for people that would like to get involved in this this particular research and I guess talk about some of their experiences and provide some input, it's obviously happening through Griffith University. What do people need to do?
So we're at the moment running a survey that will run through till the end of November at this stage, and we're looking for people in North Queensland in particular. We want to hear the voices of older people, 75 and older, ideally, for a hard copy-based survey that we will mail to you, and you will be able to ship it back to us with a prepaid envelope that we will provide. And this survey will take probably about 20 to 30 minutes to hopefully fill out, and it's got a number of questions regarding your relationship and your experiences with heat, general health and your perceptions of heat and how it may impact your health, and then your current relationship with technology. Because like we said at the start, we're trying to develop a system that could hopefully monitor in real time inside people's homes their actual risk to heat by measuring the environmental temperature inside of their house and understanding that person's risk within their own home. So we want to, as we're building this system, have a good understanding of the ideal end users, which are older people. And we've had great success so far reaching out to a number of different age groups. And at the moment, we're trying to get some more 75-year and older people that would be interested. So if they want to get in contact with us, our website is climate-ethos.com. And that's probably the best place to start as well to reach out to us.
Okay, I'll provide a phone number and also a link from our website, the www.4ca.com.au website today. But really interesting, and I think for carers, maybe the kids of some elderly people in our community, maybe this research moving forward is something that can really help not just Griffith University, but other people that are dealing with these similar issues. Been really interesting to talk to you about this morning, and I guess the realities of heat waves and how deadly they can be. Dr. Aaron Buck is actually a research fellow there at Griffith University. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Aaron.
Harvey Norman, it's easy.